Hello, your readers on this part of Chatterbox are Pauline Goldsworthy
and Chris Gillam.
As usual, we have a mix of news, features and information desk. Our feature this week complements the earlier one on Bishop Graham by focusing on his wife. But first, here's information desk.
The first message this week is for Mrs. Berry to say thank you for the stamps. The second and third are a thank you to Lillian Wink for your note regarding Pat Everson. You, your daughter and son-in-law were not alone in enjoying the article, as Betty Chaplin also let us know how much she enjoyed it.
Living with sight loss. A reminder that the Royal National Institute of Blind People is running a free Living with Sight Loss course in Norwich on the 26th of November and the 3rd of December 2018. At the Central Baptist Church, Duke Street, Norwich, NR3 3AP. The course will start at 9:30 a.m. and finish no later than 3:30 p.m. on both days. This two-day programme offers peer support for people with sight loss, their friends, family, and anyone affected by visual impairment. This course is interactive with lots of opportunities to share experiences with others and understand the frustrations of visual impairment. Topics will include getting out and about, practical skills for everyday life, meeting new people, using technology, eye health, making the most of leisure time, and emotional well-being. To book a free place or for further information, call 01603 931046, or you can email lwslenquiries@rnib.org.uk.
Here are a couple of reminders. The first, that the Equipment and Information Centre will be closed from Monday the 26th of November for the entire week. They will not be able to take any orders or serve any customers while the work is undertaken, but they should be back to normal the following week. The second is that for the same week there will be no access for vehicles and pedestrians through Beckham Place due to roadworks. So please use the main Magpie Road entrance and walk through the site to access the Bradbury Centre. Any problems, please call the NNAB on 01603 629 558.
NNAB discussion groups. All those with sight problems are welcome to come and discuss anything from local events to international affairs. The discussion groups meet on the first Tuesday of the month at the Bradbury Centre, Beckham Place. They start at 2 p.m. and finish at 4 p.m. The cost of a meeting is £3, and the next one to take place will be on Tuesday, the 4th of December. And now, on with the local news.
Beware of scams. It seems that in the run-up to Christmas, there may be more people preying on the vulnerable. We have two reports, one on gift card scams, and the other on traders offering to do unnecessary building work. We follow this with an article on helping elderly and vulnerable people to stay warm this winter. And we have news of a service at Norwich Cathedral for those affected by dementia.
Norfolk County Council is warning people to be aware of cold callers pretending to represent trading standards who are using gift card scams involving the purchasing of fake vouchers. This follows an incident in South Norfolk where a resident received a call which claimed to be from Trading Standards, stating they were going to attend the resident's property with a cheque for £5,000 due to an overpayment at the bank. The cold caller then said that the resident had to purchase a £100 iTunes voucher in order to receive the cheque, and that they would then call back the following day to collect the code from the voucher. The council has said that Trading Standards do not call residents in connection with refunds for banking charges, fees or overpayments, and will never require residents to purchase gift cards. Norfolk residents have been warned not to give away any personal information or financial details.
Police have issued a warning following an increase in the last 2 weeks of cold-calling rogue traders in the Broadland area. The rogue traders have tried to convince residents to have unnecessary roof, driveway or other work done at an inflated price. People between the ages of 50 and 85 have been those most targeted. An officer on the Broadland Police Facebook page said, "Now I accept that not all persons who cold call have a criminal intent, but we do seem to have more scammers and con artists targeting the vulnerable in their own homes at this time of year." The following advice was given to people to protect themselves from rogue traders. Don't ever go to a bank or cash point with a trader. Legitimate traders would never do this. Don't allow anyone to pressure you into agreeing to have work carried out. If you ask them to leave and they don't, call the police on 999. Do discuss any work you feel needs carrying out on your property with a relative or friend who can help you find a reputable trader. Don't agree to any work or sign anything on the spot.
Help elderly and vulnerable people stay warm this winter. For thousands of people in Norfolk, winter is the most difficult time of the year. Many vulnerable people living on the edge of the poverty line will have to choose between feeding themselves and paying the bills, and as the days get shorter and nights get colder, many will be forced to choose the latter. For the elderly, the harsh weather acts as a barrier in their normal day-to-day life, and many are left trapped in their own home. But a winter campaign has been launched to help those experiencing fuel poverty and lend a helping hand to those isolated in the darkness. Norfolk Community Foundation is hoping to raise £150,000 for its Surviving Winter appeal and is urging the people of Norfolk to support those in their community who will struggle the most between now and the spring. The charity has been providing funding to grassroots charities and community groups for more than 15 years. This year, it's working with partners Age UK Norfolk, Norwich Food Bank and St Martin's Housing to ensure all the money raised goes straight to the people who need it most. Figures from the Office of National Statistics show there were 390 more deaths in Norfolk during winter than in any other time of the year during 2015-2016. Rural parts of Britain, such as Norfolk, experience high rates of excess winter deaths because homes tend to be older with poorer insulation and so are more difficult to keep warm. One elderly woman, known simply as Jenny, found her pension income barely covered costs at her sheltered home. She heard about the appeal from a member of staff from Age UK Norfolk and received a grant to pay for additional heating costs. "I was in the heat or eat situation," she said. "The grant has made an enormous difference. It has helped with the stress I have of a low income. I'm so grateful. Without the grant, I would have got even more in debt, with more stress, and this could affect my health." Chief Executive Claire Cullen said, "From families on low incomes struggling to pay their fuel bills, to those living on the street, from elderly people facing months of isolation and loneliness, to single people in poorly paid jobs and struggling to make ends meet, winter can be a frightening prospect for so many."
Memories of loved ones and personal stories of dementia were told at a heartwarming service for those affected by the condition. The Forget Me Not service at Norwich Cathedral, organised in partnership with Age UK Norwich and the Norwich City Dementia Action Alliance, DAA for short, saw people both young and old in attendance to support those affected by dementia. The ceremony included hymns, Bible readings and personal stories, along with light refreshments after the ceremony. The DAA is a group made up of organisations in Norwich that are dementia-friendly, meaning they have trained their staff regarding the condition or had an awareness of it while they were creating their business. The Lord Mayor of Norwich, Martin Schmeyer, who attended the ceremony, said it's wonderful that the cathedral have been so welcoming and accommodating for this event. It was a very moving service.
For this week's second feature, the retiring bishop's wife Julie takes centre stage. When Julie James retires next month, the ceremonies will be smaller than those for her husband, the bishop, but no less heartfelt. She spoke to Rowan Mantell. The feature is read by Ree Chakrabarty.